Good morning. I'm Pastor Marv Combs, and today is Friday of the fifth week in Lent, March 22nd, 2024. Our lesson today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 through 6. Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Christ's sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of the darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. How easy would it be to just calm the fire of the gospel down every now and then? Couldn't we mold the word of God, not only for their ears, but the hearts and minds of the people we come into contact with every day? A tweak on occasion to make everyone happy, including ourselves. St. Paul warns us here in this passage not to give in to the pressures of this world. It's all too convenient at times to try to avoid confrontation by giving the gospel word a world-appeasing meaning. This temptation can arise everywhere, at work, in the market, on the front porch with neighbors, and even around the family dinner table. Then why are we tempted? Paul opens the passage saying, "We do not lose heart." How many times must we defend the truth? How many new rationalizations will we endure from the old problem found in Judges 21, verse 25? Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Paul is urging us not to give in to the fallenness of sinful people and lose the passion of the gospel. Instead, Paul states that it is the God of this world that veils the gospel from the people of the world. The problem is not our particular proclamation of his word's truth, but is their own rejection of it. During this season of Lent, let us not look to ourselves and what we can achieve, but look instead to Christ and what he has already done. The light of the gospel has pierced the veil that covers our hearts, and we can now bask in the great light that has come. As Augustine writes about this passage, "This is the knowledge of his glory, whereby we know that he is the light which illumines our darkness." We know he is the light. Let us be bold to proclaim it. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, I pray that I always keep the promise of your word's truth pure and true. Help me to avoid the temptation to present falsehood by trying to please the world around us. As your Son has pierced the veil of darkness before me, may he also use me to proclaim the light and bring the light of the gospel to this darkened world. In Jesus' name, amen.